here in Bryan College Station, of course, first and foremost, we're a church. You know, we have Sunday services and Sunday school, and then during the week we have adult Bible study and youth programs and men's club and women's ministry. So that's in first and foremost. And then after that, we do all our social service work. We have a food pantry here in Bryan College Station, and we help with food, and we also help with rent and utilities. And we did a fan drive this summer, and we gave away fans, and so that's some of the stuff we do. And then we also do disaster work as we're called upon.
For those who'd like more information on service times and those opportunities, how can they find out about those?
They can call the office, 979-361-0618, and we can have all the information, or they're more welcome to stop by and see me anytime they would like.
And you guys are located at?
We're at 2506 Cabot in Bryan, Texas. We have many volunteer opportunities here to be involved in.
And some examples of those might be?
Well, Christmas, of course, is our big volunteer with angel trees and the bell ringing, the kettles, as you'll see us out at all the Walmarts and Sam's and all the different department stores and stuff. So we have many times that we can volunteer during that time. In the food pantry, we have volunteers that come and help in the food pantry if they would like to, or just, you know, in the clothes closet, just whatever. So that's another thing we do. We also do clothing for people.
Talk a little bit about how your calling came about, that you wanted to get involved in the ministry, and particularly with the Salvation Army.
That's definitely one I fought for a while. I didn't even tell my wife about it for 6 months because we were pretty content. My wife was a charge nurse, a registered nurse in Fort Worth at a big hospital, and labor and delivery is what she specialized in. And I was running a 3,200-acre ranch up south of Dallas. And we were pretty content. We're making good money, and thought we were going to retire there. And then the Lord started speaking to me. And it took many long rides out on my horse and just praying about it, and finally just surrendered to the call. And we, within a year's time, we sold off everything and moved to Atlanta to the college up there, and just graduated this June.
And that would be where the Salvation Army does its training then?
Yes, sir. The Salvation Army in the United States, well, first we're like in 124 countries, I believe. But in the United States, we're broken up into four territories, and we're in the Southern Territory, which goes from Texas all the way up to West Virginia. But the training college for that is in Atlanta, Georgia, and that's where you go once you accept the call. And
how have you found your prior professional experiences helping you now in Bryan College Station?
Well, I'm just a dumb old cowboy, but, you know, me and my wife, we're not scared to work, and we just trust in the Lord and roll up our sleeves and come to work every day and just do what we can. And you know, we rely on the good people to support us and to help us out, and so far so good. Everything's just been wonderful.
Well, I'm guessing based on my experiences with other folks in the Salvation Army, as well as any other ministries, that those who really get in and get involved, they see they get support from those in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that's the case that you found so far.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've been around for a while. My wife, her parents are majors in the Army. They run Abilene, and they're 45 years. They retire next year at 46 years that they've been doing it. I've been around, so she grew up in it, and I've been around the Army for 20-some years, not in this position or by any means, but I've been around the Army for 20-some years. So, yes, we love the Army and what they support and what they do, and we're very thrilled to be a part of that, and that the Lord's given us this opportunity to come and serve Him in Bryan College Station.
Have you found those experiences have helped you and your wife, having the family connections?
Very much so, because we have good mentors. We have people that have been there, that have been through things. So we can always, you know, call on them 24/7, which is just wonderful to have that at our disposal. And you know, we're in our upper 30s, so we've been around for a while, and so that life experience helps out too. But you know, just having people to fall back onto when we're not sure is really nice to have.
Yeah, training can only take you so far.
That's right. They can only teach you so much, and otherwise you'd be there for 100 years trying to learn it all.
This may be too early to ask just after a couple of months, but what are some ideas that you and Michelle have about the mission field, so to speak, here in Bryan College Station?
We just want to do our part. I know there's some great organizations here and a lot of wonderful churches and stuff, and we just want to come alongside and help out as best we can and just, you know, give all the glory to God and just work for Him. That's everything we do, from cutting the grass to serving people to whatever we do, it's all for God's glory and not ours.
Is there anything else that I've missed that listeners should know about you guys or the Salvation Army in general, or at least here in Bryan College Station?
If they have any questions, feel free to call us at any time. We're down here all the time. And come by and see us for church on Sundays. We'd love to have you.